We're live. A boy in his fridge. The batteries are changed.
Mike just said the N-word again. Mike just said the N-word again. Everyone heard it. Everyone heard it.
Mike's saying the N-word. Lennon Free and Rolls
on
the podcast.
This is like my fifth or sixth
Welcome.
Time.
What a great intro.
Yeah, sixth time.
Weird, dude.
That intro was lacking.
Making his debut. Rolls. You're on a Rolls, Rolls.
Oh, man, we should keep track of how many Rolls puns we make.
Boo. Do a different intro.
It was a different intro. I deleted the last one. Yeah, welcome.
Please don't keep
it's
track of how
it's
many
not like
welcome
one.
To
is that a tally?
Yeah.
Are you doing tally marks? Well, on? Like, do you have MS Paint on your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, now it's a dick.
Perfect. We're
gonna say that. Man, humans can't have anything nice.
No, there's no way. Everything comes dicks eventually.
Doesn't that suck that they invented writing and they're like, now we can keep track of stuff? And they're like, look, a dick.
You think that was
God
the first?
God damn it.
The first cave painting was a dick?
Was a dick? Probably, immediately. Didn't they? They found something like that.
A
I'm
dick?
Sure, yeah.
Nice.
They found, I remember.
Or dildo is just a rock. Just a smooth rock.
They found, I think it was a fucking, it said like Bjorn fucked this dude's mom. Nice. Written on
oh,
like
that's
the
right.
inside
it was
of
in
like
a chapel.
Yeah, it was inside of
a chapel.
It was
like
chapel.
In the top corner of a chapel, like a fucking
like
Easter egg.
It was like carved into the fucking ceiling. They're like, we have no idea how long that's been. We've never been up here.
Man, I want to know more about Bjorn's mom.
Yeah, no shit.
But imagine.
She got around, apparently.
Do you think that guy, when he wrote that, he was like, damn, dude. No one's ever thought of
ever.
Something like this.
Yeah.
Got him.
He's like, I'm going to tell everyone that comes into this building,
it's just,
Bjorn fucked whoever's mom.
It's cool
like
that
a
we've,
thousand years for anyone to notice.
We've just been doing that since communication was invented.
Yeah.
And just being assholes.
Yeah. The first phone call was actually a prank phone call. Did you know that?
Yeah,
was it?
Yeah. So the guy answered. He's like, "Hey, is your refrigerator?" Yeah.
Was the other guy
the
like,
other guy went, "What's
Thomas
a refrigerator?"
Edison?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what that is.
Was he like, "There's only two phones, dude." I know it's you.
Who is this?
Hang up your end of the string telephone, and we can joke about this later. I assume they all talk like that.
Gotcha.
Rolls, are you good, dude? Can you open your eyes? Are you hurt?
That's He's as far sick. As they go, actually.
I made the mistake of smoking a lot of weed at my house before we got on the road.
That's true.
Right. That's
much
good.
Too fast, but it's good.
Yeah, right. That's always good.
And he drove.
Oh, nice.
Oh, DD.
Good job. Hey, good job getting here, then. Congratulations. Rose, you look more and more like Santa every time I see you.
Is that a compliment or not?
It is.
Okay.
It is. You're like young Santa right now.
I was going to wear one of my Mick Foley t-shirts because last time I went up, I had a shirt with a dude on it.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
People like, is that you on your t-shirt? I'm going to get an even closer.
Wait,
there were like four different people.
The
who
first
were like,
time they met
himself?
You, they were like, is that you on your shirt?
Yeah.
It's like, that's a very good impression that you're making for the first time.
It was the mic like 2 or 3 weeks ago. He was
I
up
think I actually
and like,
remember
people
that.
Came over to be like, is he wearing himself on his shirt? And it's like, no, watch a movie sometime.
I got that with my Leatherface shirt before.
Oh, yeah?
I'm like, is that you? I'm like, no. It's a guy wearing someone's face. Is it your face?
You might get it tonight with that twisted metal shirt.
Like,
ooh, there
you go.
Was
a clown? Like, yes.
It is.
It's Samoa Joe. But I do the voice.
I watched Twisted Metal for the listener, finally. I didn't understand his hair. How did he keep his hair on fire for all that long? And
you know what, Manny? Where there's
explain
a will, there's a way.
That was your issue with it?
That was my that's
yeah,
my that's
I mean, he
the
lit
big
his,
issue.
He lit his head on fire with gasoline, and it just never went out, and he didn't die from
and
it.
And he was fine. Like, he was just like, I'm okay.
That's
like,
a talent.
Oh, he's crazy. He's a crazy person.
Yeah. I guess.
Really? The killer clown? He's a crazy person?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Isn't he like a cannibal, too, or something?
He's just a maniac. Yeah. Did you like him as a kid? Did you like him when he was a little kid?
Oh, yeah. He was like an actor.
Yeah.
He was like,
they're like, you're eating too much candy. And he's like, tell that to my sweet tooth.
And everyone applauded.
And no one laughed at all.
Wait, and it was like the other kid that they liked? Or
it was
a dog?
It was a dog,
yeah.
Okay, so no one laughed. Is that what pushed him over the edge? Like, was there...
No one laughed at my one joke.
A horrorcore
Really? No one laughed
That's
at his
awesome.
Joke. And then they're like, where's Billy? And the dog walks out of the bathroom with a piece of toilet paper stuck to his paw, and everyone loses their mind, so he kills the dog with sewing needles.
He just starts stabbing it over and over right in front of the live studio audience.
Live.
We're lucky the open mic's not like that.
I wish it was like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like that last week.
Yeah?
I was like, someone's going to hurt.
Who, you?
Yeah, I thought, dude, no one's fucking me up.
Hey, Mike, what? Why?
Yeah, why is this? Let's hear this story.
Why don't you expand on that a little bit?
We can't tell jokes anymore in this fucking country?
No.
Yeah. Well, I thought this was America.
I think you're leaving out a key detail of this. It wasn't just a joke.
Your boy
it
here,
was a great joke.
Yeah, it was a really good joke.
10 for 10 on that joke.
Yeah.
One-on-one conversations, 10 for 10. That joke.
Oh, the
kills.
Number of times you've told it to me, I'm like, yeah, it's pretty funny. I should do.
Yeah.
How many times did he tell it to you, by the way?
A couple.
A lot?
A couple.
He was like, hey, Leonard, I got to tell you this once again.
I was like, dude, what if I said?
He really laid into it every single time. You're like, Mike, I get it. Okay, you say the N-word in the joke.
Yeah,
going for it. I went for big air, and you know,
Mike said the N-word.
Missed
in the
ramp,
a little bit. I also like the lead up to you doing the bit.
Oh, me saying this joke is going to tank my whole set.
No, talking to Youngblood about should I do?
Oh yeah, that,
I got
that's
a joke.
What started
should
the whole
I?
Thing.
I got a
can,
joke.
Can
I
you
might
like?
Want to do
can
today.
You go back and it, like
so,
explain
for the,
everything
yeah,
for the
I,
listener?
I wrote a joke.
Woke up that morning.
I wrote a joke during COVID, during the pandemic.
Oh, okay. Is that your excuse? You had
no,
COVID brain?
No, it's when I wrote it. I wrote it in 2020.
It wasn't me. It was the COVID.
Yeah.
Mics were down. I was like,
COVID
I
makes
can write,
racist.
I was like, I can write whatever.
It was isolated and became a little more racist.
Yeah.
Write whatever joke
but
I
Mike,
want.
Not Mike. It was, that was business as usual for Mike.
No difference. No, yeah.
My racism towards black people stayed exactly the same. My racism towards Asians, though, skyrocketed.
It's insane. Way up.
Dude, skyrocketed. Rolls skyrocket. But I wrote this joke, nice little wordplay with the N-word with De Niro and DiCaprio and you know, yeah. Tom
the
Hanks
N-word.
The N-word from Green Mile, what's his name, Tom Hanks, great joke. And wrote that down, told people, they're like, that's hilarious, are you gonna do it on stage? And I was like, I can't do it on stage, I'm white,
right?
To which we said,
three,
coward.
3 years went, yeah, everyone's like, just fucking try it out. I was like, no, I'm not dumb. Three years go by, I go, fuck it.
Yeah.
I asked
that's an open mic. You
stewed on it
that's what
for
an open
36
mic for.
Months.
Yeah. Stewed on it, yeah.
Fucking, he just kept repeating it over and over in his head.
Every morning I wake up, I fucking tell that joke. So I go up to Youngblood. I was like, Youngblood, do you think it? He goes, yes, absolutely. And I was like, you didn't hear what I said, but all right. And he's like, what are you going to do? And I was like, I'm going to say the N-word on stage.
I like that you went to Youngblood instead of going
as, yeah,
to...
Yeah, as your moral source.
Native American.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
true.
But, you know, there's... You
this
know,
is his land.
There are other people that you could have gone to be like, hey, can I say this?
Native Americans have had it rough. So, you know. Youngblood said, go ahead. I was like, fuck it. I've told that joke to a couple of the black comics. They've laughed. They continued to laugh. Go for the joke. None of them laugh. Get a nice what the fuck from the black table. Yeah, and I'm not saying that to be racist. They all sit at one table.
That's yeah.
That's a fact.
That's consistent.
That's what he's not saying to be racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say the N-word. pissed off black lady up front. She was not having it.
Yeah.
Every other black person was fine with it, though. That one dude really? Was like, fuck that lady. He's like, I thought that joke was hilarious. Yeah. So I was like, thank you, super jacked black guy. I appreciate it. I thought you were going to beat the fuck out of me. He was like, no, why would I do that? I was like, why didn't you guys laugh? They were like, well, we're just shocked you said it. Like, all right.
How so did you feel
got
saying
him with
it?
The stunner.
How did I feel saying it? Yeah. At first, I was like.
On top of the world.
Boom.
I've done this hundreds of times.
I practice this in the mirror thousands of times.
I call myself all the time in the mirror.
Yeah. And I was like, wait.
It's like Bloody Mary.
I was like, wait till you get a load of this. Boom. And then I didn't get a laugh and I went, oh, shit. I got like legit. It felt like the first time I ever did stand up.
What did you say
that
after
that panic set
it's,
in? I was
yeah,
like,
it's
yeah. What it, what happened it, right after
I,
you told?
I said,
joke?
I said, guys, I'm talking about Tom Hanks. Silence. did the bit about Chet Hanks speaking? Hey, brother, my dad's gonna be all good.
Pat's
fucking, yeah. Silence. Next joke. Silence. Next joke. Silence.
They were reeling, yeah. Dude.
I try to do crowd work. I'm like, you guys having a good time?
Did you talk to the black lady. Yes,
I didn't see her. She should have smiled. I didn't know she was there.
You're like, come on, you like that joke, right?
So I go,
I'll do it again.
No,
I said,
middle table, you guys having a good time tonight? And she said, no, we're not having a fucking good time. It's like, because I said the N-word? And they're like, yes, because you said the fucking N-word. And I went, but I said it with an A. They're like, it doesn't matter. And I was like, I'll say it with a fucking R if you want to get technical.
You said that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. Way to fucking double down.
And she walked out, and I laughed at her.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't say it. I just said I know, would
but
say
like,
it.
Geez, Mike. Learn how to be like, oh, okay. And then, let me back off of this for a second.
And then I was like, guys, what if Pee Wee Herman? And that bombed, and I was like, all right, well, that's my time. Oh, and then so every comic after me was like, that dude's a fucking racist.
Well, everyone knows you there. Why are they say? Why do they say Mike?
Why are they bringing it up now?
Mike is a fucking
So that was fun. Hey, wow. Your boy here goes for highlight reels, dude.
He was so disappointed that I missed it.
Well, that was the worst. That was the worst part. Was fucking Karen K was like, hey, at least he went for it. And I was like, don't say it like that. Don't say it like I'm some
martyr.
You're
not helping, Karen.
At least he went for it.
I'm going to end up in a stained glass window. That's St. Michael. Patron saint of the N-word at the open mic.
Damn.
That sounds like my next graphic design project.
Yeah. Went for the joke. Didn't work. Wrote a joke about saying the N-word. Works.
I mean, that's what isn't that what an open mic is for, though? To fail?
It's for trying out. And I said it. I said it in a joking way. Yeah. I wasn't like, look, there's one. I fucking said it. It's nice wordplay. Whatever.
There is something real impressive comedically about how when you tell a joke, if it doesn't get a laugh, that's like a zero. And if it like goes insane, it's like a 100. It's impressive to hit a negative number.
Yeah,
it's impressive to
as such
check minus.
Yeah,
go, well, I wasn't grading on that.
You should try it again. I think it was
you
just
want me
the
to
crowd.
Say
yeah,
I think
let's
it
try
might
it
have been
tonight.
The crowd.
Yeah. Tell you what,
it might be the timing of the delivery.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, that might be it.
Ask Youngblood.
Yeah. Go to your moral compass. Yeah.
De Niro, DiCaprio. Say it like that.
Oh man, maybe I was hoping you would say it again. Whoa, you gotta bleep that out.
Or yeah.
Oh, and I was just about to say, I wonder if he is going to throw it out there and then wonder if he'd bother to edit it out or not.
I honestly would imagine he doesn't take it out.
Right.
And, like, we just have to, like, deal
who
with the fact.
Knows?
I mean, I don't care because it's him. He's the one that's
fair.
Saying
that's
it.
Fair.
It's going to be taken out.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. I learned my lesson.
This is a case, though, where you're asking if something's going to be removed after not only did you double down on the joke. But
I didn't double down on the joke.
No, but you.
I threatened to double down on the joke.
You doubled down on the crowd interaction.
Yeah.
Specifically, like I'm winning the situation.
Yeah.
Pissing her off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's where you went wrong.
There's no turning her back around.
Yeah, I'm already in the fire.
If we're gonna turn her back around,
it doesn't matter if I say the joke and I go, guys, I'm so sorry. I just thought that would be.
Right.
I'm so sorry. Please forget. Like, no, it's like, all right, dude, I dug my grave. All right, fuck it. How deep can I go?
You know what? I might do a joke like that. I was working on a.
Are you going to say cracker?
No,
wait,
no.
Are we
well,
just going to have N-word night at the open mic?
it's N-word night. Everyone gets one.
It's a one mandatory.
Like, this honky was at the fucking.
No. I'll tell you afterwards because I don't know. It might not be funny, but I thought of it and I thought it would be funny. So.
Well, hey, that's why we're here, dude.
Yeah. I mean, but I feel like I could get away with saying. You know that I'm not even saying that. I'm just it's along the same lines of that. But I don't think it could be construed.
Do you think I could get away with saying me and you are a comedy duo called Spick and Spam?
Yeah, because no one cares. No one cares. Literally, you could call me Spick, Beaner, Wetback, all that shit, and people would be like, "What? This guy is hilarious. He called up all three at once."
Say it, Lennon. You heard him.
Yeah, I'm in. Let's do it. No.
Yeah, you could. You literally, no one gives a shit. I mean, look at Blue Beetle. No one went and saw that fucking movie, and it was supposed to be our Black Panther.
I saw some of the stuff you were sharing, where like articles were saying that shit. That's crazy.
No one saw it. No one went and saw it. It was good. I almost cried watching it because because of the cultural impact it had on me. I was like, fuck yeah, dude. All these little kids. There was no little kids. I was literally the only one in the theater watching it. It was me and
janitor.
Yeah, it was me, a janitor, and like a dad and his son. But like we all had fun. The janitor loved it.
Muy bien.
Yeah. He was also Hispanic.
Was the
I thought it was good.
Spanish?
I mean,
no, some parts were.
If I gave a single fuck about DC movies,
yeah.
I'd go see it.
I think that and like the publicity on it, there was like none because of the fucking writer's strike and like.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I didn't know it was coming out.
Yeah. I think it got like super buried and it sucks because the movie's actually like good. Like, it's a good movie. George Lopez is in it. He's great.
Oh. Is he the Blue Beetle?
No, he's the Brown Beetle.
Oh, yeah, easy.
What, I can't fucking say that now, Mike? What, are you putting fucking rules on comedy?
He's actually the villain, La Cucaracha.
Christ.
He has a Tacoma that calls the taco, and I think it's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
It's a good movie.
I can't
say
the N-word? This is fucking...
You're already dead. What do you want?
Yeah. You said it literally 5 minutes ago.
4.5
You said it twice in the last hour. I, honestly,
every 5 minutes.
Only 15 minutes of that I think I was here for.
Every 5 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't see like any promotion for it at all. Like, I saw like a commercial for it, and I'm like, oh, that'll be fun for some people when it comes out. I wonder when that comes out. Yeah. Oh, now. Yeah. Oh, it's now.
Yeah. It's out on DVD.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they said that it was like underperform. I mean, it did like do well for like it was like number
$25 million.
Number one in the box office like this weekend. But they said like
it's literally the only movie that came out
in all. Well, there was another movie that came out. I think
Dogs or whatever came out.
Yeah, Strays.
Oh, well, we
Strays.
Knew that wasn't going anywhere.
And then the new Ninja Turtles movie came out too.
I heard that was really good.
Yeah, the animation on that is like fucking awesome.
Yeah,
but yeah, Blue Beetle. No one went out to support the Hispanic fucking.
Oh, it's almost
led.
Everybody went to see Barbie, and they're like,
that's our one.
That's the most support I can give right now.
Yeah. That's like the woman version of Black Panther, Barbie. We couldn't fucking get that. Now we're not getting any more Hispanic superheroes, so I hope you're happy about that.
You guys should have waited. It's almost Hispanic Heritage Month.
You're going to get
3 weeks.
The third Spider-Man.
We'll get Miles
Morales.
Yeah,
you guys have Spider-Man.
But we only have half of him. And it's not even the half that everyone talks about. Everyone talks about him being black. Yeah. Everyone talks more about him being black than they do about him being Puerto Rican. And he's half Puerto Rican, too. That's like me, dude. I'm not half Puerto Rican, but... so upsetting, dude.
Was that movie out last time I was here?
What?
The second Spider-Verse, yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
It was good, though. That was really good, too.
I immediately want the third one to come out.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a while.
It is, yeah. That's a shame.
Did you hear about everything that happened with this, the second one that came out, with, like, the animators were, like, being, like, tortured or whatever because they had to do everything, like, perfect and stuff, and they were working, like, late hours and everything. It's, like, one of those stories about...
Oh, darn.
But... I mean, look what they produced.
Yeah, it's like, insane. Almost it like
works.
It was all worth it.
I don't know.
I sat and watched it for, you know, the 2.5 hours and left going, yeah, it was good.
I want more of that.
So that was worth their torture.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no Irish superhero.
Yeah, there is.
Who?
Captain America.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe.
Is he Irish?
No.
I mean, like, oh, top of them, one of them.
I got to look this up. I got to find an answer to that.
There's going to be one. And
I opened
called,
up my phone and there's a dick in
he's
going to
be called
now.
Like the Lucky Charm or some shit.
I think is it Captain Boomerang? No, Captain Boomerang's
it's
Australian.
It's going to be a one-off fucking comic book that Lucky Charms put out to get kids to buy
cereal. Oh, there you
cereal.
Go. Lucky.
He's not a superhero. He's a mascot.
Irish superhero.
We have the Notre Dame Leprechaun and Lucky Charms.
The Riddler.
What's the Riddler Irish?
Hey, first one. Captain America.
Is
Shut
it
up.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he really Irish? Damn.
I mean Irish.
Shot in the dark.
Irish in the sense of from Ireland.
Followed by Daredevil.
Daredevil's Irish?
They're just naming white people.
Oh, yeah, Matt Murdock.
And then number three is Shamrock.
There we go.
Nice.
Shamrock.
Now we're in it.
Look up Shamrock.
Ken Shamrock?
Yeah, Ken Shamrock. Look up Shamrock. Okay. He's the only actual Irish superhero. Right. They're just
I don't know.
White
you had...
Hey, he was the first TNA champion.
No,
that's true. That is a
superhero. You can't be like Batman, Captain America, Thor.
I mean, why not?
It's just because they're white doesn't mean they're Irish.
Wait, if they're canonically Irish in the fucking comic.
I mean from Ireland.
Oh, okay. The way to get super specific on your white superhero savior.
That's
like,
what I
want to
see.
You know, as Hispanics, we claim any Hispanic. I claim Puss in Boots as a superhero for us.
He's not a superhero.
He is pretty much a superhero. He's the only one. Zorro is another one.
He's
but he's Mexican.
Cat. Yeah, I don't think he's Irish.
He's Shamrock's not Irish.
No, I'm sorry, I'm Zorro.
No, I'm saying for us.
I was going to say, what the fuck is happening?
There's no fucking way someone named Shamrock.
I can't. That
would be funny if he wasn't Irish,
yeah.
Shamrock.
Yeah, from the island of Barbados.
Yeah.
John K. Shamrock.
So she's her ability.
She.
Oh, nice. There you go. You got
and apparently in her, in like her most recent incarnation, she's like a frumpy woman.
Well, yeah, she's Irish.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow, Mike. That looks just like you.
Yeah. Well, there's my representation.
That's good, dude.
I look just like Shamrock, that fucking cunt.
Third on the list of... now, look up Hispanic superheroes.
Okay.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
By the way, her power is that she's lucky.
Is that her power? Legit?
That's just it.
That's pretty good.
How do you stop crying with luck?
Oh, I think she was...
Domino, does it?
I think
she's
yeah.
She's like on the E. When it comes
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
there was a Flash villain that was her power. She was like super lucky, and like she would just like walk into places, and like she would like knock over a cup, and like it would cause chaos in the whole entire fucking place.
It's cool shit when it's done really
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
I stopped watching that show, the CW's Flash.
Oh yeah, it's pretty bad.
And I've heard that it went so downhill. Yeah. About
well, yeah, the Flash raped a bunch of girls or something like that.
Super fast. Yeah. Yeah, they did like 10 seasons of that show.
Yeah, they was like, oh, we're going to keep doing it as long as he wants to do it. It's like, okay, well, you guys are out of story material.
He was always one of my favorites.
Yeah, you got a couple. America Chavez.
Oh, yeah.
Fire, Firebird. I'm not. Vibe.
Yeah. This is a Flash hero.
Oh, okay. Miles Morales, Spider-Man 2099, Aztec.
Nice.
And then it's just names.
So, Mike, out of all those names, other than Spider-Man, which ones did you know?
Oh, they got Zorro on here.
Yeah.
What was that, Firebird?
They actually have Zorro.
Firebird? Yeah.
Who's Firebird?
It's a car I used to drive.
I know Fire... I don't know. Fire... what is it? Not Firebird.
Firebrand.
There's another one. I don't know. We're getting too in the weeds.
Fuck Shamrock, dude.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad
fucking,
one. Even the costume sucks.
What's her kryptonite?
It's just green.
Potatoes.
Yeah. Famine.
The fucking villain's name Spuds or some shit like that. No.
Oh, is that Dr. Potato? Fuck.
The power of crippling alcoholism. Shamrock. Yeah, how many Irish stereotypes can I fucking...
By giving her glasses of vodka, that's all.
Yes, come Guinness.
That's her sidekick, Guinness.
Quick, to the Lucky Mobile, which she'd crash because she's drunk.
But she's lucky, so it won't be a terrible
crash.
Yeah,
she won't get a DUI. Though.
Shouldn't her arch nemesis
but she
be
is
like
Irish.
Shouldn't her arch nemesis be like a snake because she has no idea how to deal with them?
Yeah, there's no snake.
Actually, I think
bringing back my bit on that tonight,
ain't
actually.
That crazy?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I did a bit on that one time, and it was iffy, and I decided I'm actually doing it tonight.
What if you go to Ireland with, like, a pet snake and just let it go?
Just reintroduce the snake population.
Snakes
we
to
can
Ireland.
Take all the snakes out of Florida.
Move
take
them,
them
to Ireland.
How?
Yeah.
How?
Probably
put them on a plane.
I would say by plane.
Put snakes on a plane to let in?
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
All the movies sync up.
No, I think an Irish supervillain would be a car, actually.
It's actually Britain.
Yeah. It's Captain Britain.
It's King Charles
yeah.
III.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Captain. Yeah, I guess it would.
You think she fights crime, goes home, and gets beaten by her husband?
Unlucky.
That's her supervillain.
Her power. Yeah. She can't.
The wife
is
beater.
Her husband.
Yeah.
She's indestructible, so she's like, "Go ahead, take the day out." That's mean.
Speaking of snakes and villains, I determined. I bought a house last month.
Oh wow!
I've been working to the club.
Yeah, dude. Right. I've been working on fixing up that house so I can live in it eventually. And the other day, I determined who is in fact the worst people in the world. And it's the people who made garden hoses look like snakes. Like, those people can fuck right off.
Yeah. What other, like, design for a garden hose could you...
I don't know, but...
I feel like all garden hoses look like snakes.
The black with a yellow stripe and the one that looks like it's scales can fucking go die.
A designer garden hose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Yeah.
No, that's all right. Every time I walked through my backyard, I was just like, fuck. It's fucking hose.
This giant
God damn
snake.
It.
This giant coiled up snake.
Yeah, why is it spitting water at me? This sucks.
Is that venom? Oh, God.
Is this a dragon?
get a new hose.
I got to get a hose. Like, yeah, what happened to fucking green and yellow for a hose?
That's
like,
a color
no,
hose.
No.
That are
a new hose.
Yeah. We have hoses.
Roll your hose
paint
up.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe don't leave it in the yard.
Don't let it slither around in your
it's
yard.
Under the
get
porch
that,
coiled
that,
up.
Get that hose. Remember they designed a hose off a dick where it's actually like real small, and then as soon as you put water in it, it fucking extends. Get one of them.
All right. I'd be down for one of those.
I forget what that's called.
I think I saw that infomercial.
Yeah, it's there's, hosted by some, Al Borland.
They're selling that around the same time the like ShamWow was coming out. The slink hose or whatever the fuck they call it.
Yeah, something like that.
That's what it's called, the slink hose?
I might be checking that up. I might say that on stage.
There's a bunch of slink hose in here, if you ask me.
Hit the slink hose?
Yeah, it's the new craze.
Damn. Well, are you going to throw a house party?
Absolutely. 100%.
What are you doing for your house party?
Dancing? My uncle who lived there for like 35 years.
He'll be there?
He will not be there. He's dead.
Did he die in the house?
I mean, what a party.
No, but the person who had the house after him died in the house.
Oh, really?
In the bedroom.
Are you sure
Where I'll be, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'd be cool.
On the same bed?
No, he died on the floor.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There's a little chalk outline of him.
I should do one. I should just have a chalk outline.
That's exactly where he died.
That's Kenny right there.
For the house party?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. That's a haunted tour. Yeah.
A murder mystery?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have, I mean, you it didn't have to fix up the house.
Spoiler alert, it was wine. But now, as soon as the deck's fixed up, we're going to do what my Uncle Bill did, where he had these big fucking parties where musicians are playing off the deck. Into the backyard with a bonfire and shit.
Hell yeah.
So yeah. Awesome. You want to come down? Man. Everyone's invited.
Party animal.
Yep. Yeah, I'm expecting 30
what
to
kind
40
of,
people there, probably.
Kind of, yeah, but one person's going to show
up. Yeah, I'm expecting 150 people. Yeah. Whatever.
It's
some light.
Packed.
No,
some
it'll
light.
Do well. It'll do well.
I can probably bring some people.
Cool. The only issue is the driveway is not great.
What kind of?
Rob's asked me about, like, can we bring our RV and shit? I was like, probably not.
Probably.
When is this?
There's that spot up at the top of the driveway.
I guess I should clarify. I'm living there too.
Yeah, he'll be moving in with me when I get it together.
When is the party? You don't know it. You don't have a date set.
As soon as the deck's fixed up, which could be October.
What kind of a band are you gonna get?
It's guitarist.
Yeah, but like, what kind of music?
Just acoustic stuff.
Just guitar music.
Whatever they want to play. It's not gonna be anything crazy.
Yeah.
Rich Men North of Richmond. Get
probably.
That guy.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything.
Just get Mike.
He's not busy. Yeah.
Dude, get him. That guy blew up, man.
Yeah, the song was
okay.
I gotta
shave my beard now because of that fucking guy.
I didn't think that much of the song.
You didn't like that song? It didn't.
It was
all right. It didn't make you cry.
It didn't. It was okay.
It didn't hit you in the feelings. It made me cry.
No.
There's a part of the song.
I didn't like his voice.
There's a part of the song where he's like, fat people are on welfare.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not what he says.
Yeah, he does.
That's pretty.
Like yeah. He's basically.
Almost exactly the lyric.
He's basically like.
It's close. He says, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds,
yeah,
you don't have to pay taxes for your fudge rounds.
And I was like, it's like, is this a song that people are fucking championing?
Yeah.
Like, fuck yeah, dude. That's our fucking. That's a wild.
That's the lyric everyone's hung up on.
That's the lyric everyone's hung up on, not the whole.
A lot of people when they're complaining about that song, they're like, I don't understand why you had to bring fat people.
Yeah, it's very. It just kind of seems like out of nowhere though.
He's like, there's people that don't have food, and there's a bunch of fat people abusing welfare.
Right, but I think he's actually like perpetuating the stereotype that the only people that are on welfare are abusing it. To like, and that they're fat because of it. You know what I mean?
It's what I've seen.
I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
if I had to
we might have seen them.
Every time I've seen someone on welfare, they've been 5'3" and 300 pounds eating fudge rounds.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I measure
that situation.
Them. I carry around a ruler.
Yeah. They don't appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. I think the rest of the song is fine, but like that part, it just seems like you could have taken that out and replaced it. With something else.
And then he got shit. They interviewed him and he said, America's a melting pot. He's talking about diversity.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This guy's a phony.
Yeah.
Like, what'd you want him to say?
Yeah, right?
That was that was funny, too. All the people that backed him up as soon as he said the shit about
he's
diversity.
Like, he's
like, fuck you, dude.
I'm not a racist. He's like, what the fuck?
He's
made your song number one, dude.
That's why we liked you.
We thought when you were talking about welfare.
We thought a white man in the woods playing a guitar would be 100% racist.
Surely you're on my team.
I really want to see someone.
It's Oliver Anthony and Lucky.
Openly double down on that shit, though. Just to see.
You should see my set last week.
Just to see how crazy it would for like a political campaign or something. Like if Trump runs again, just come out and be like, yeah.
Yeah, he would, honestly, he would
the
win.
Crowd would go. The crowd would go nuts.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I don't know.
Like, I'm
Trump's
going to jail for 900 years. I'm saying it.
Yeah, I don't know if he's. I mean, Trump's going to be fucking the man in jail. You think he's
going to
be?
He's not going to.
He's going to rule jail.
None of them are going to jail.
Yeah, right. If any of, I mean, they all went. And
they
got
literally
their,
all just got arrested. Yeah. Like, yesterday, and I think Trump gets arrested in
today.
2 hours.
Today. Yeah.
2 hours from when we're recording.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's going to be
you'll
the fucking man.
You'll see his mugshot, and by him getting arrested, it'll be they took a picture, and then they go, okay, Mr. Former President, feel free to get back in your limo and go back to your house.
Yeah. That's going to be his. That's it.
They're not going to put him in a cell.
That's going to be his merch. It's going to be his mugshot with Trump 2024. Yeah. Take America back.
Although,
amazing.
Yeah. How awesome would it be if
that's
going
to be a great
he,
fucking shirt.
If he was like put into like a prison and they make a show out of it, Orange is the New Orange.
Orange is the New Orange.
Like that. Dude, I'm telling you though, if Trump does go to prison, which I don't think he will go to prison
either.
I think he'll, if anything, he'll just do a house arrest or something.
They're not even going to do that.
If he does go,
700 years of house arrest.
If he goes to prison, like he would 100% be like
he would
the
run
man.
That
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Like he would be El Chapo in fucking prison.
If I can't be president out there. I could be president in here.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to be fucking getting good. All the cigarettes.
You don't rape me, I rape you.
Yeah. He sends people to rape other people. That's going to be him.
He's going to make the kitchen serve Trump steaks. Yeah.
He's going to sell those Trump taco bowls or whatever.
I love the Hispanics.
I love Hispanics.
I love the Hispanics.
They're
wonderful people.
Prison tattoos.
Yeah.
13 standing. I love the Hispanic community.
And they're all MAGA'd out with their hats and shit.
Oh, God, it'd be amazing.
Or they make like prison MAGA merch.
Anywhere he goes, he rules. Yeah. Watch.
It's a superpower.
Charisma. Captain Charisma.
Yeah.
We'll be watching like the UFC pay per view.
He's got the Riz.
And you'll just see like the crowd, like in the middle of a fight, just stand up and like turn around. Yeah. And it's just Trump going to sit down. Everyone's like, holy fucking
shit.
Oh
my God.
He's here. What's he going to do?
Well, they're thinking this could be like another WWE where he just fucking starts
does he
whacking
have a chair?
People with chairs. Yeah.
No one cares about the fight at all.
No.
They're just trying to get pictures and take get their hands shaken.
It's daddy, man. That's
dude,
daddy.
He rules, dude. I'll wear a Trump fucking mugshot t-shirt.
I know you will.
Fucking, they'll put the black bar over his eyes. That'll be an album cover, dude.
Yeah. It would. Yeah.
It's a Trump. Right. It's a country album cover. You know, yeah. What rapper would use Trump's mugshot as a...
Fuck all of them.
You really think a lot of them would?
Yeah, probably.
100%. I think, who was the one that had that song, Fuck Donald Trump? It was Nipsey Hussle and...
YG.
Yeah, and YG. Yeah. maybe he'll put out a remix to that song. And it will be just the album covers.
That'll fucking skyrocket on iTunes.
I can't wait to see that picture of his mugshot.
I hope it's just
him
smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope it's not just him with like that frumpy frown that he has.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Time.
Have you seen like current pictures of him?
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
It's bizarre. It's really interesting.
Giuliani's fucking mugshot?
Yeah.
I did, but nothing stood out. It was a little out there.
He looks like he's actively getting raped in prison.
He looks like he's like, I can't believe I got fucking arrested on something I invented.
It's RICO shit, right?
RICO charges, yeah.
I think what's funny is the whole point of a mugshot is so like if they escape, you can post like, have you seen this person?
Mm.
As if Trump will escape. And we have to be like, have you seen this guy? This is what he looks like.
Wait a minute.
I hope Trump gets arrested, right, which he will in a couple hours. And then they use his mugshot for when he wins the presidency.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep.
When they have him smiling and then Joe Biden and then him holding up numbers.
I hope.
That rule. I hope his number is 69420.
Oh, my God. I hope his number is a meme
number. 1337.
Oh, God.
That's, like, more insane. The reason why I want him to go to prison, just because I want to see, like, him do debates and shit from, like, a jail cell whatever, and, like, win.
be
fucking owning these fucking nerds.
Welcome to the presidential debate with Joe Biden, and we got Trump Skyped in.
Yeah, and they do the
county jail.
Yeah, they do the collect call thing in the beginning of the phone. Do you accept the charges?
I do not. The charges are fraudulent.
Yeah. And they just hang up on them.
if it's MSNBC, they wouldn't take the charges. Yeah. CNN might. Fox.
You have a collect call from Donald Trump.
Or no, he doesn't even say his name. He's just like, you know.
You know who it is.
It's me.
Your next president.
Ain't no bitch in my blood. 3-6 Mafia song. It's like, do you ever see the cover of the Burr Print too?
Oh,
yeah,
you know,
it's Gucci Man in fucking prison, just like with his hands up, fucking watching TV and stuff, eating lobster.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be that
from the jail cell.
Yeah, it's gonna be that. Amazing photo, Lenny.
That's great. I think Trump, the prison Trump era is like awesome. It's awesome to think
the
about.
The prison Trump arc?
Yeah.
Dude, prison Donald Trump. Wait, hold on. My letters.
I hate to rehash the punchline, but the I can't believe
don't,
I never
don't
heard
reference
anybody
Mike's joke again. It's a, you don't
right.
have to.
Imagine that, but it's going to be Trump.
McDonald's.
The picture
around.
Will be on the Instagram.
The idea of Trump getting a collect call and then being like, "Do you accept the charges?" Yeah. And him thinking it's just like the fucking the indictments and shit. Be like, "I do not," and he just keeps getting hung up on.
What charges? Yeah. Fake charges.
No, it would be the it'd be like, "You have a collect call from." I didn't do any of that. Just, as much as he can say, be like, "Don't accept the charges." Yeah. Fucking.
If this is Zelensky again, I'm not making the same mistake twice.
He rules, dude. The best president. Yeah.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you again.
Fool me.
That's how it goes.
Right?
That's how it goes.
It's George Bush.
George Bush.
Fool me once, shame on. Shame on you. Just fool me, can't get fooled again.
Say,
just bringing out Who lyrics.
Now watch this drive.
It's a J. Cole sound drop now. That's where I know it from now.
Who wants to throw a shoe?
It was repurposed.
Who's going to stop Putin, though, if Trump's in jail?
Putin, is he still doing shit?
Yeah.
He's still popping off?
Did you not see what just happened?
Yeah.
I saw that. I did see that Joe Biden decided to give $700 to the citizens of Maui.
Well, that was when he woke up in the middle of his nap.
But he kept giving billions of dollars to the Ukraine. Yeah.
Do you see him fall asleep during the...
They said he was having his head... like knelt down in solidarity.
I've seen people
and I was like, that dude's sleeping.
He's asleep.
Dude.
That's what I used to say in school when I fell asleep.
Yeah, right. There was literally like an article that's like he didn't fall asleep, he was just resting his eyes. So like that's an excuse I said in third grade.
In study hall or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, he could have fell asleep with his head back and his mouth open, like doing that, and they would have been like,
"He's praying.
That's a Hawaiian prayer." That's how they say it. There's only three vowels.
Wait, why is
God,
Trump?
God, I wish he fell asleep like
why
that.
Why is Trump giving the news in this scenario that you've painted?
It's fake news, dude. But the dude who I saw staged the coup against Russia that happened.
For like a day.
Well, yeah.
He was like, you know what?
Like,
never mind.
It
never
was
mind.
One day, yeah. And he was like all over Russia, and they're like, all right, yo, relax.
Yeah.
Who's Zelensky?
No, some other dude.
Start with a P.
Starts with like a backwards P and R and fucking Russian letters. His plane got shot down.
Oh, shit. By who?
No one knows. Who would want to shoot down his plane?
I don't know. The Russians?
Why would his plane get shot down in Russia?
I don't know. I'm just taking a guess.
No one knows, but that's cool to see.
Is he dead? There's footage of it.
All
10 people on the plane are dead.
They think he might not have been on that plane.
What?
So like, his name was also on a second plane.
Damn. Wait, is that plane that went missing?
No. There's footage of it in the air, being like, "Oh, there. Oh, it's tail. Oh, there it goes."
You see it getting shot.
You
can see it fall.
Start to like, damn. Spin. Yeah,
that's cool.
It's not great.
Yeah.
What's it land on?
It's actually pretty badass.
The Earth?
Yeah.
On people? Does it land on... Wait, I know it lands on the Earth.
It lands on the ground and people just walk over and start filming dead people. They're like, whoa!
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, shit. Yeah. Did it explode? Like, yes. Movie style?
Yeah, it's a plane.
I'm just asking the questions, guys.
They don't
okay?
just hit the ground and fucking... Yeah. Oh, thank God.
I'm just asking questions.
They're tough with that shit. I've seen so many, like... candid camera clips of people.
Oh, yeah, they don't care at all.
Sites of people getting, like, killed by beams flying, like, going through their neck and whatnot, cutting them off. It's like, oh, okay, you're just
beams?
Like, steel beams.
Are you saying beams or beams?
Like, laser beams? Wait, yeah, that is a good question.
Yeah. Steel beans, yeah.
Steel beans?
They're small, you don't see them coming.
Steel beans?
Is that the secret recipe to Bush's baked beans?
Laser beans?
I also like how you described it as like candid camera footage, and it made me immediately think of the candid camera TV show where it was like goofy shit like that. And I'm like, that's the Russian version. Just people getting their heads fucking taken off.
Just awful faces of death shit.
That worker getting stuck in the lie machine, and then they're like, and you're candid camera. I'm like, what? Where's the camera at? That dude's brains on the ceiling. Yeah, they don't care at all, dude. They watch people get mowed down, they just go, step over them.
Life.
It's tough. They're tough. Tough bastards.
Yep.
That's the same. I mean, you'll see that. There's like videos from like New York and like Philly, just people getting hit by like buses and people just step around it. Like, it's not my problem.
Oh, my boots. Fuck.
Yeah, God damn it, I'm gonna be late. Okay, some old lady's dead.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
I don't want my death to be on tape.
I want mine to be on tape.
I'll tell you what this is.
What do you want your death to be?
Inconvenience for
everyone. That's fair. That's a good point.
I want it to be me saying the N-word on stage.
Yeah, you got pretty close. Last
shooting
week.
Myself
then,
in the head.
And then being like, who's going to get in trouble now? Like, whoa. What did he say before he shot himself? The N-word? Get the fuck
what?
Out.
That's crazy.
What a lunatic.
How did he shoot himself 7 times?
No, I've been seeing stuff on Twitter. They keep posting, like, it's like TikTokers, and they're like, this was this person's last TikTok before they died.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was a girl on a motorcycle, and it was just her responding to a comment. It's like, you're going to kill yourself on that thing. And she's like, oh, am I?
There's a whole subreddit for that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
People that, like, and it's usually, you know, those people that do, like,
it's like
dangerous
a lot
parkour.
Of it's like climbing. And
where they're just, like, running on roofs and shit. Yeah.
What was the one from not too long ago? The dude who went up to like a 26 story building or something.
Oh yeah, it was I think it was like a French guy or something.
Yeah,
and he was like
oh no,
I'm
going to go splat.
They said that the last like shot of him was like of someone inside the building he was climbing. They had taken a picture of him, and that was like the last picture like that they have of him because he fucking fell to his death or whatever.
Yeah. I've been looking at a lot of it's like last photo before this dude fell off a building, and it's a picture of him at the top of the building. Just like here's a thumbs up immediately. It's like I'm trying to avoid me doing anything.
It's
like
him
that.
Starting to fall backwards. It's like, oh,
watch out.
So, no, it's him running, and then he turns the camera, and there's a banana peel on the.
Or like I saw one where this girl completed her bucket list. And one thing on her bucket list was to save a life. And she saved a life by pushing someone out of the way of a car and getting killed by that car.
Damn, that's actually a cool way to go. Though.
And it's cool as fuck.
It's also a good thing she did that one last.
But at the same time, yeah. She still had two things to go.
That was that was the first thing on her list.
Oh, man.
Like,
she
just
come back as a spirit detective?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she did.
That's how Yusuke Urameshi is.
She's actually fighting in a tournament right now.
Is that on her bucket list? The tournament?
Which one? There's two of them, isn't there? The dark tournament.
Yeah, just don't write anything down like that. Don't manifest that.
Yeah, really.
Damn.
It's scary.
I need
stuff,
to watch that show again. I never watched that
Yu
much
Hakusho?
Of it, but I loved it.
Skip like the first 10 episodes.
Oh, okay.
It's a very slow starter.
Got it.
But once you get into it, it's fucking fire, dude. Mm-hmm. One of the best tournament arcs in any anime ever.
Mm, yeah. Right.
I mean, it was like one of the first tournament arcs.
Was it?
Yeah.
Huh.
It was, I mean, I think like Dragon Ball came before and like Fist of the North
that
Star and
up.
Shit. But like, yeah, it was honestly like such a good fucking, yeah.
I was watching a review of someone Chapter Black stuff, and I actually like that a lot more than I used to, like the what's after the Dark Tournament.
Yeah.
Like, where it's like this guy saw a tape of like all of humanity's worst acts, and then he saw humans torturing demons when he spent his whole life killing demons, and he went fucking mental.
Yeah.
It's really well done.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
I remember watching all of Yu Yu Hakusho, and like I did like the Dark Tournament that arc. I don't remember a lot of like everything after, but I do remember it was what's the fucking guy's name with the long black hair? He's not one of the brothers, not one of the Tagoros. Sensui. Yeah, wasn't he the big bad of the
pronounced
next,
sensei?
Yeah. It's just some anime talk. You know?
Anime talk.
It's a little anime
right before
talk.
We were talking about dying before that.
Yeah, so like the N-word.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
That's,
Mike.
That's how I want to go out.
Yeah.
Saying the N-word.
Perfect.
Did you see all the shit about the fires in Maui?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear the conspiracy theory behind that?
that they everybody on Hawaii wanted $700, and they're like,
how do we
make this
happen? How
can we
do this? Yeah,
I really want a Steam Deck, but I don't want to work for it.
No, this is a conspiracy theory I heard
that it was set on purpose so people could buy up the land.
That it was that
more
it,
or less,
that,
yeah.
That it was a
climate change.
Not
Jewish,
no, it
Jewish
was,
space lasers.
It was a laser situation because they said that nothing blue was like damaged. Like there was
water.
Was, yeah, no,
the water
no,
was
no,
fine. Yeah,
but like they had like umbrellas and stuff like around, and like there was all this like blue cars and shit that were like fine, but like everything around them was all like burnt up and like, you know, decrepit and shit. But like it was like nothing blue. So they're saying they're like testing. Like I forget what it was. I don't know. Sarah was telling me all about it.
If that
but it sounded like
if that is accurate,
yeah,
that is pretty spooky.
Yeah,
what, lasers can't hit blue things.
Well, no, it's not like they can't hit. It's they were programmed to like you know not hit these just to test them out.
Yeah,
to see like oh okay, so like we can use this in like war to like yeah,
and not to give it any more credence.
But what if you were very sad?
But all the sad
Smurf.
People are fine. Yeah.
What if you're a Smurf?
But there was that.
What if you're listening to that, I'm blue.
Yeah. What if you're Eiffel 69?
There was that that one thing that China did a couple months ago where they had some satellite have a bunch of like
the
laser
green lasers.
Beams.
Yeah,
yeah,
I saw
over,
that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That is crazy. Imagine just being like a regular person.
Yeah.
Just seeing that. You see, it's literally like
just
like
sweeping
these green,
green
lasers.
It's the Hammer of Dawn.
It, that's
yeah,
what it looks like.
Yeah, it kind
of
does.
It's exactly what Hammer of Dawn from Gears of War.
Yep.
It looks exactly, except it's green and there's like a line of it and like the lasers are like moving
and
shit.
And it goes, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Dude, I don't know what the government's doing, but they are doing some sneaky, sneaky shit. Some sneaky stuff is going on.
That's right. According to that one nobody who said it, we have alien technology. So
I believe
wasn't
it.
Wasn't that cool?
So do I.
Yeah.
Wasn't that cool? They're like, we have alien stuff and
no
one, no gave
one cared.
A shit.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, whatever.
Well, it's because we're seeing
it's
it.
Because they didn't do shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That.
They're just like, yeah, well, they had this big press conference set up beforehand. They told us like a week or two before. They're like, yeah, we'll tell you all about aliens.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Fuck. And they're just like, yeah, probably aliens. And we're just like, you got to give us more than that. That's why no one cared. It's like, show us a dude or we
I think
don't
that would be
fucking
the thing.
Care.
I think that would be the thing that would make people care about it if they actually showed us something.
We need a visual here.
But I think also we're like desensitized to like that now because it's like
a little bit.
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie. I was
Which also
movie.
Could have been the point. Like they've been talking about aliens for like a couple years now, real slowly.
Yeah.
If it's actually a thing, they're not just going to be on like, oh, by the way, on a Tuesday. Hey, there's a bunch of fucking aliens. Aliens up there.
Yeah, there's this movie. It's an old movie with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost called Paul.
I remember that.
Where they've like come across this alien that's just been on Earth for like ever, and like the stuff that the alien says. The alien's voiced by Seth Rogen too. but the stuff that like he's saying to like explain like why like people are getting more and more comfortable with aliens is like crazy like accurate because he's basically he's saying like the government's been drip feeding like the Americans or like everybody in the world like shit about aliens so that when aliens actually come we're not like all like Mars attacks like shit there's fucking aliens you know what I mean we're a lot calmer because it's like I've seen you know this alien like or what an alien looks like because I played a video game or something
if 10 to 15 years ago you did a man on the street video where you just walk up to a bunch of people and we're just like do you believe in aliens whatever like a lot of people would be like probably some people would be like god fuck no or whatever if you did it today I think almost everyone would be like fucking duh
there's fucking skinwalkers now that's like that's terrifying to think of
those are awful they're terrible
that's
Slenderman
Slenderman there's chupacabras there's all fucking kinds of dangerous shit out there more stuff that we have to worry about than aliens
we have bigger problems all right
have you seen those Sasquatch hunting shows
just
like finding Bigfoot
where they never find him
hunting Bigfoot they're gonna fucking kill this
well it's because if they said finding Bigfoot they might be able to get sued they're like we've never found
that's what I hate about those
it's
like,
illegal to shoot Bigfoot
really
fun fact
shoot him like shoot him dead
if you killed Bigfoot you'd go to jail
really
it's considered like a endangered animal
well it's hard to find so it makes sense
that adds up
yeah
it's true
people are like I didn't know what it was and like, well you're going to jail forever so
there's somewhere between one and zero of them so
but all those
pretty
endangered. All those Bigfoot shows or whatever finding Bigfoot and stuff I hate them because it's like there's like 8 episodes of them, and like, you know that they're not going to find Bigfoot in like the first episode.
Yeah.
So it's like, why do you need to have all these?
Heard about John Caparulo has a really fucking good bit about it, where he talks about he hates getting sucked into shows about Loch Ness.
Yeah.
Where he's like, every episode is just a bunch of guys in a boat going, yeah, he's not over here either. I don't know where he is.
I don't know. I can't find him.
History Channel made a few shows where they straight up just made shit up. Like one was about mermaids, I remember.
Really?
I remember that.
Yeah, we were like, there was like CGI.
I don't know if that was History or it was like Discovery Channel.
I think it was Discovery.
But yeah, I remember that.
I don't know. The only shows I remember History making up were all those Hitler documentaries.
I know, right?
Zach's not a real person.
Did he go to Brazil?
It'd be way too many shoes. Like, yeah, there's no way.
Did he go to Brazil?
I remember there's a picture of one of those where they're like, is this Hitler in his old age? It was a picture of fucking Mo Howard.
Really?
Well, maybe
he does kind of look like Hitler.
Maybe Hitler was Mo Howard. What's the matter with you? That's fun.
It would be the other two Stooges with it.
Goebbels and
Dr. Death.
There you go.
Himmler. I know my Nazis. I know the top three.
Those are your top three.
No. Even better. I was thinking like other despots like Stalin.
Like Stalin. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Be Hitler, Stalin, and
Castro.
Mao.
Yeah. Yep.
Or Idi Amin. Yeah.
Mao's the silly one.
He's the Shep.
Yeah, Shep would be someone else.
I love these series that we're creating on the podcast today.
No.
Three Stooges?
The new Three Stooges and Orange is the New Orange, I think.
It's just the like dictators. The Three Stooges. Famous dictators.
We got to get these Jews in these trains. What's the matter with you? Just fucking Stalin spinning on the ground.
Does the eye poke with the hand?
Yeah, he does the Hitler salute and he fucking blocks it. Gotcha. Ugh. Man. What are you talking about? I'm going to the Ren Fair. What are you talking about? You said those people suck.
No, they don't suck. The people.
Yes, they do.
No, the Ren Fair.
They do suck.
They do
hate when they
suck.
And they don't break character.
Yeah.
They get really into it. That's what I was going to
say. What's their job?
I know, but it's like. You're
never been to a civil.
You hate going to a place where people are doing their job.
And that's before they're in character.
No, hear me out. I don't like when they'll be like, oh, nice Slayer shirt. And I'm like, what'd you say? And they'll be like, oh, I said nice Slayer. Yeah. Like, you don't know what Slayer is, dude. Shut up.
I mean, I'm sure they had a lot of Slayers back then.
They were wearing I went last year, they were wearing COVID masks. And I was like, that doesn't happen for 300 more years.
You guys literally had a plague.
You know what else isn't in the Renaissance? A bunch of fucking modern people walking around visiting them.
You don't know that.
It's true. They're good in time travel.
Weren't there.
If anything, you're the one that's fucking
how
up.
How do you think they got the idea from the Ren Fair?
They have a real cool thing.
From the Renaissance?
Yeah.
They have the Museum of Torture at the Renaissance Fair. I don't know if you've ever been in that. It just plays my act on repeat. Well,
who's worse though? The people that are super into the Renaissance Fair are the really dedicated Civil War reenactors.
I think there's one like cut from the same cloth, kind of.
The answer is clearly Renaissance.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know, because in the Civil War, if you're going like hard at Civil War, there's some actual racist people out there,
probably
that still believe that, like, you know what? I think these guys should.
You're hard at medieval times.
Guys, what if we win this year?
Yeah.
Let me pose you.
Get
yeah, and they're just like, but what if?
Well, that's almost my bit, to be honest. They're not gonna pull an upset.
Oh yeah,
this year. Yeah. Let me pose this question to you. All right, between a Renaissance idiot and a Civil War reenactor, if you walked up to each one on their break, who's more likely to just suddenly snap into character?
Me?
The Renaissance.
Civil War.
Uh-huh. Renaissance dude.
No, well, no. No, if it was me, it's the Civil War. If
no.
I'm walking up to them,
Civil War guy.
Me,
no.
Me looking like how I Civil, do.
Yeah.
I walk up to a Civil War reenactor
that
was playing on the South.
Yeah.
Civil War dude breaks character easy.
Yeah.
100% of the time, yeah.
You'd be like, you have sick uniform. He'd be like,
Yeah.
It was my great-granddad.
One of them like falls and gets hurt. They're all going to be like, guys, hold on.
But the Renaissance people, they don't break character.
No, they do
no,
that,
I think those Renaissance people are
hate
fucking.
Them.
Yeah.
I had one Renaissance dude break character, and he was slow in the head. He was the guy handing out maps at the entrance of the Renaissance.
Yeah?
He's like, welcome to the PA Renaissance, fair me lord. And he was like, is that a Slipknot shirt? I was like, I don't think you're allowed to talk like that. He's like, dude. He's like, they fucking rock, man. I've seen them like 10. And then he wouldn't stop talking to me. I was like, oh, no.
What have I done?
Did I remember?
Following me around.
And then I snuck my flask in. Yeah. And he came up to us. He was like, oh, I hope you boys are having a good time. He's like, is that alcohol? Where did you get that? And I was like, don't worry about it. And just walked away.
I remember when I was working at Hershey, and I used to do this thing at Hershey where I was like a strolling like character, but like I was me, but like I was playing a character. Like you could see my face, and I would
Mo Coco?
Yeah. I would have to like talk to the people like in queue lines and stuff. Yeah. And they would always try and get me to break character, and I would always break character. Just because I'm not gonna fucking just stand there and be like, oh hey, chocolate, while someone's like, hey, what are you fucking weird or something? I'd be like, no, dude, you're a fucking weirdo. I'm getting paid for this. You're just here.
Ass. I would tip you if you did if I saw you do that.
Shove these tap shoes up your fucking ass. Yeah.
You're the fucking wuss getting on the kids' coaster.
Yeah. I was like, at least I'm getting paid for this. You had to pay to come here to see me. Like, who's a real loser here, huh? Yeah, I have to wear a silly outfit, but...
God, I love that. Single, man.
I'm going to try to get him to break character. Oh, no, you know what? Me and Ethan made the bartender break character.
Oh, yeah?
When we went the 1 year. They have a pirate bar. Uh-huh. And me
at
and
the Renaissance Fair?
Yeah.
Do they have a lot of pirates?
Yeah, there's a whole section like dedicated to pirates.
But were there pirates at the Renaissance?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
there's a whole section dedicated
to pirates. I guess like Pirates of the Caribbean was kind of like Renaissance.
To be fair,
it's around that time, but I don't know if the two intersected.
No, I don't think so.
The one time I went, there was a bunch of people dressed like Star Trek characters walking around too. Anything can happen.
Those guys are losers.
I know, right? Yeah. Faggot, relax, dude.
They're trying. See, they're trying too hard to like be like
Captain's Log.
We stumbled
upon a strange.
That's
place.
A funny take, though.
That happened in the actual show. Like, there's like Jean-Luc Picard went back and was like Robin Hood and shit. But, like, these are also very accomplished actors.
Yeah,
yeah.
Role, not some jack off.
But we went to the pirate bar, and the guy's like, "Yeah, what do you be drinking?" And I was like, "Can I get two stouts?" Because I'm standing with Ethan, and he's like,
"You're looking a little stout."
Well, no, he gave me the two stouts, and then like. Ethan goes, I'll also have two stouts. And he goes, wait, aren't you guys sharing those? And he goes, no, those are his two, and I want two. And he was just like, dude. it's like 11 a.m.
It seems like a weird...
Nothing breaks a Renaissance actor like fucking like concerned for your well-being.
We'll yeah, that's the weirdest thing. I feel like that guy was just a bad actor.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was surprised like, that a guy ordered two drinks.
Relax.
Is everything okay at home?
I want to interview people Saturday.
Yeah.
Live from the past.
That would be such a good...
Interview the king.
That's a really good title.
Just like, Your Honor? Is that what I call you? Your thoughts on this plague bullshit?
This would be a really good video.
What would you like to... I want to do it.
I would love to see this get posted on
your
channel.
You want to come to the Renaissance Fair with me Saturday?
Saturday? Okay. I might be able to do that.
Me and Alex Lean are going.
Hell yeah.
What I wanted to dress up like a jester and just roast people.
Yeah.
Until people realized I didn't work there. Oh. I just wanted them to be like, that fucking jester's a dickhead. They're like,
what
he doesn't
jester?
Work for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, what jester?
There's like, a bit of jester.
That's
here
just
in
some
20
dude. Like, yeah. Oh, damn it.
I love the idea.
Just hang out by the jousting and be like, where are you fucking Sir Ho of Mo? Just walk away.
Got him.
You're too fat for chainmail, lady. It's like, that wasn't a joke at all. It was just me.
I love the idea, though. I think that with the right editing involved with it, it would be really fucking good.
Yeah,
it'd be tight. I'd be real tight.
I'd love to do that this weekend.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd get a microphone and be like, what brings you to the pens? I'm sorry. Let's try again. Just fucking walk away. Like, I'm not doing this.
But you gotta just interview like the people in character.
Yeah, but they wouldn't break character.
That's
and then have that and be like, yo, but for real. Stop. Talk normal. Talk normal.
Stop.
Well, no, don't try and get them to break character.
No,
I would want them to answer how they would.
No, you totally play
would.
Into it. Yeah.
No, because it'd be 10 people being like, what is this strange device? You're like, you're the ninth person to say that, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen. And
that would ruin them. And that would be part of the fun.
I'd be like, do you think you're the first person to say that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why, I mean, Man on the Street videos, they interview like fucking 80 people and only get like three good interviews.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna go up to the court fucking jester and be like, smash or pass, Nicki Minaj.
That would be funny. I think that would be funny.
I'll try it out. Maybe I'll do it.
Yeah.
I just gotta disguise myself.
You're not gonna do it.
I wish I'll wear my Viking helmet.
I guarantee Mike
Invader.
You don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do.
I know you're not gonna do that.
I might be like, can I say the N-word if it's 1343 AD?
They're gonna be like, nah, dude. That wasn't even cool.
They all break character. They go, dude, no. I know it's 400 years from now. Don't do it. Especially on stage. It'd be fun, man.
I don't think the Renaissance was 400 years ago.
When do you think it was?
I think it was more than 400.
It was about 600 to 700.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it was like the 1400s, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think so.
When was the Renaissance?
Let's
find
out.
Look it up.
When was the Renaissance?
You didn't even fucking. You were just yelling at your phone.
Hey Siri, when was the Renaissance?
I think it'd be funnier if you answered that phone call. You got.
Can you stop talking?
No. On a podcast? No.
It says the Renaissance was a period in European history from the 14th century to the 17th century. So,
oh, it's yeah.
So,
yeah.
So it's 1400 to 1700. Yeah.
So I was close.
Haha.
Yeah. I guess you were pretty close.
You got the end of it.
Yeah. You got
the end of it.
I got the peak.
Yeah. I didn't want the fucking start of it.
I hit peak Renaissance.
You had the Industrial Revolution or whatever.
I don't want to go to Rome in 399. No, I want to go to Rome in like 480, 500.
That's fair. Yeah.
You don't want to hit the beginning. That's when everything sucks.
You want to go when Rome was actually finished being built.
That's true,
day.
Yeah.
It was built in a day.
No, it wasn't built in a day.
No, it's built in 2 days. Yeah, you don't want to hit the Renaissance Fair when they're just discovering torture.
You're right. Yeah, that's fair. I think it'd be funny if you did go back in time, though, and you did watch Rome get built in one day. And you're like, oh, fuck, they were wrong the whole time.
Damn, this is faster than God.
Who the hell started? It's all Amish people. What is this?
Dude, I was looking up, because I'm trying to get that catapult joke I have to work.
Yeah.
And I was looking up, like, the history of, like, the catapult. And I was like, what crimes were, like, illegal? And because I always make the joke that, like, math was illegal. How'd they figure this out? Everything. And it was illegal to farm with magic.
Damn.
Did you know that?
That's the best
you can't
way to farm.
Use magic to farm. And what that means is you can't have a charm.
Some would say you still can't do it to this day.
Yeah. Some people can.
Well, yeah. if you had
science now.
Oh, okay.
If you had your farmland and you held up like a little charm in like a tree and you're like, oh, that thing wards off bad vibes, they'd be like, all right, we're going to break your legs with a wheel now.
So they didn't have any scarecrows back then?
I guess not.
Damn.
I guess if you had a scarecrow, they're like, it scares away birds. They're like,
your scarecrow was the last guy who thought he could use magic.
Your scarecrow was a dude strung up on a fucking rack in the middle of the field. They're like, knock it off.
Just a bunch of, not ancient, but older, high-strung white people.
Dude, a lot
of the Renaissance.
A lot of those crimes, look, there's a lot of interesting crimes. You couldn't eat like more than two meals a day. That was illegal because there's, you know, famine.
Yeah. That adds up.
So, like, do you have bread twice? It's jail.
Maybe think of somebody else, you motherfucker. eating two slices.
But the I can't wait to watch the torture museum. That stuff's cool as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those torture devices.
Oh, it's crazy shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. We just did that to people.
Yeah. There had to be. I would love it if they were.
Now
invented,
we just kill them.
If all of those different torture methods were invented by one guy.
Oh, yeah.
Just one dude who was way too into
Johnny
it.
Torture?
Yeah. Just like the Rube Goldberg.
It's John Hennigan from wrestling. It's another name that goes by Johnny Torture.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah, I watched. What was it? I watched
some fucked up shit.
I watched Braveheart, and they were talking about how they. What was it? They hanged William Wallace, and then they put him on the rack, and then they castrated him.
Yeah, just to make sure.
Disemboweled him, burned him, and then cut his head off.
Jesus.
And it's like, he could have just stabbed him once. You didn't have to do all that. That sucks. Just stab him.
You could have got him in the fucking leg, and he would have got taken out by disease.
Yeah.
Like,
just bang. Ah.
Just
cough on him.
Yeah.
Just fucking
like, is that not torture
sneeze
enough?
Sneeze on him or something. Shake his hand after
I'll
you fucking.
I put you in a chair, right?
Yeah.
I stab you in the leg.
Yeah.
That sucks forever.
You're done. Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. Oh. You're not going to be like a man about that. Eventually, you're going to be like, all right, please just kill me.
Which one of the torture killing methods is the worst?
The worst?
The worst.
Anything that involves fire, I would assume.
Ooh, that's pretty bad, yeah.
I think being stretched out on the.
That's what I was going to
Yeah. I was thinking that one. I think my answer is the horses in four different directions.
Well, that's fast though.
Not fast enough.
I feel like that
some fucking Mustangs.
That pulls you apart pretty.
I feel like that doesn't kill you right away though.
No, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it would.
It just rips your arms and legs off.
Loss of blood and all that shit.
Depends on how fast they're pulling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're not motivated to do their job.
We got four donkeys.
Yeah, if they're not motivated by a carrot on a string.
That sucks. The wheel sucks.
The wheel sucks. Fucking,
yeah, all of them.
They all suck. That's why they're
torture. Yeah.
But you could rate them from worst to not as bad.
They had one, I forget what it's called, but it was like what Vlad the Impaler would do. They just sit you on a spike.
Yeah.
It's just because the height and like weight that they have on you is your ass just goes onto the spike.
Yep.
That's it.
Just a slow descent.
I thought Vlad the Impaler's form of torture was giving people alcohol.
Hey. There it is. Vlad the Impaler.
Mic drop moment on the podcast.
Vladimir Vodka, made in Maryland. A lot of people don't know that.
As one would expect, yeah.
You know how I know that? Because when they were banning Russian beers because of fucking the war, I was like, oh, I'd love to get Vlad. And this guy's like, it's made in Maryland. You ruined my joke. And then I said the N-word.
It's amazing the way people ruin jokes when you're on stage.
I know, with facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like to fucking hit me with statistics and shit.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
It's the one thing I'm worried about with the Ireland joke I'm going to do tonight, where I'm like, St. Patrick is bullshit.
No, you'll be fine. If I do it, though,
that's fair.
Actually, there's snakes in
Ireland.
No,
you know what? I won't be fine because I've had my jokes corrected multiple times by one fucking Karen K.
Me too, actually.
While I'm up there.
You know what's funny is I was literally just thinking of the time a time she corrected one of my jokes or whatever. And I was like, let me finish the joke before you correct me.
There was one of my favorite moments was when I was doing the conjoined twins bit.
Yeah.
Where I saw a news story about these conjoined twins where it said Brittany and Abby are unrecognizable today. And I fucking disagree. I couldn't remember what their names were, so I just picked two fucking girls' names, and I had a text when I got back off stage from her being like, it's Brittany and Abby, and I walked up to her like, no one fucking cares, Karen.
there's other conjoined twins.
How do you know that's who I was talking about?
Talking about the country western singer.
Yeah.
Also, that's not the important part of the joke.
It is funny though. It is always funny.
I don't get
funny.
Corrected. I just get people say wrong things to me.
Yeah.
They're like, actually, that's wrong. And I'm like, no, it's not. I looked it up.
Well, I'm doing about how St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland, but I'm doing it as, you know,
what are you driving?
Actual with? Snakes. Ah.
Cobra.
I was trying to think of a car name that's a snake, and I couldn't do it.
Cobra.
Cobra. Yeah, that is
Cobra GT.
That does fit both criteria. Shit.
A Mustang.
But like it wasn't
Cobra,
like,
Mustang Cobra.
But the history is that it wasn't literal snakes; it was like non-Christians.
Drove away in a
and I know that
sports car.
I know that somebody after I do this bit is going to be like, you know, it wasn't actual snakes, and I'm like, I don't care. No one cares. Shut up.
Actually, the four-leaf clover used it as a cross.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, dude.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Knock it off.
They held Jesus to each of them.
Each leaf, yeah. One leaf was way longer than the others.
Is his dick?
Yeah.
You think Jesus had a hog? I think he did.
Sorry, God.
Probably, yeah.
I think he did.
Yeah.
I think when he was hanging up there.
He was
like,
yeah, I was going to say, do you think God would design his son to not have
He's supposed to be perfect.
When they were,
he's supposed to be a perfect human being.
When they were bathing baby Jesus, you don't think Joseph was like, that ain't my fucking He got that from someone else. There's no way.
That's not possible. There's no
that
way.
That is. Yeah. I tried to get that joke to work and fucking it doesn't get laughs. But they were on the run. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mary and Joseph were on they were being hunted down.
And a bunch of people found
and
them.
And then a bunch of people just show up.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we brought you stuff for your kid. Yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
We followed a star. There's a giant star.
She just finished giving birth. It's been 10 minutes. Three dudes show up and a dude with a drum kit.
Not just three dudes, three kings.
Three kings show
or
up.
Or three magi, depending
and
on
and a dude with drum, the loudest instrument there is. Hey, I'm going to draw a bunch of attention to your fucking kid.
Manny, is that what you did when your kid was born? Just whip out a drum set and start going?
Yeah, we also had our baby in a manger. It was kind of cute.
Try it out. It's just the funniest thing is like, we should be good in here. No one will find us here. three dudes and a band show up.
Well, they were supposed to be in the end, but
thank
there was
you
no
for
room.
Birthing Jesus.
There was no room in the end, so they had to go out back into the manger where all the animals slept.
Yeah, and the animals would be freaking out. Don't you
I wanna,
think?
I
the animals
bring,
were calm.
As someone who worked Jesus. In hotels, by the way, I want to bring that back.
What?
Like we don't have any manger. Yeah, we don't have any more
rooms. But
you
can
sleep.
You
guys
got to
sleep out back in the parking lot.
That would be cool.
The she shed now.
You guys can sleep in the shed outside. And they go, "I'm not doing that." But like, our fucking Lord did it. You think you're better than Jesus?
You think you're better than him?
You're better than any of the tools. Hell no.
Yeah. Or the animals. Yeah, there's animals in there.
Yeah, spiders.
Yeah. Spiders, lizards, a whole bunch of creepy crawlies.
Yeah. This isn't biblical at all.
Don't have your baby back there. I know babies are supposed to be born into a sterile environment, but I'm going to put you in the most unsterile environment to have your baby. Also, there's not going to be a doctor. Oh,
baby's
God.
Covered
there's
in
literally animal shit next to you while you're giving birth to the Lord and Savior.
Yeah, Mary would have got sick.
Of course.
Oh, for sure.
She would have got sick.
Yes.
You can't give birth in hay.
No, you can't. Also, you need someone there to actually help with the birth. You can't just plop out the baby on your own. I think even if you have an at-home birth, you have to have like a midwife or something.
Joseph was helping out.
Yeah, right. As a man who just went through this, the man does absolutely nothing other than hold a leg.
This was back in the day when the man had to.
He was a carpenter. He didn't know anything about birth.
Maybe he built something.
Yeah.
He built the bed that the baby was in.
He built a baby device.
He could determine the angles and like.
He built an extraction device.
Yeah.
Just clamps.
I think this baby's coming out. He's like, hold on, let me get my level.
Yeah.
Measure twice, cut once.
Where did I put those pliers?
What are pliers? let me hit you with this hammer. Yeah, that's how we'll get it out. I'm going to hit you in the belly with this hammer. And it should push it out.
I got a wedge and a mallet.
Yeah, that's something they don't talk
Stay
about.
Stay still.
The logistics of how Mary had the baby Jesus. Yeah. You know, that's not something that's explained in the Bible.
No, they kind of gloss over that.
Yeah, she just had the baby. It's like, there's a lot more that goes to that than just having the baby.
How long did it take?
Yeah.
Not long at all.
Long enough for four people to find them, I guess.
Yeah, he could have at least sent like an angel or two to help.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know?
Instead of just watching.
Instead of just animals smiling. Like.
All nice. The pictures, there's just an angel that just
maybe the
up
animals
there.
Helped. We didn't consider this angle.
Yeah, if I was giving birth. If my wife was giving birth and I looked over and a horse was just like nodding at me, like, the fuck? This isn't even my kid. Who are these guys showing up?
Who cleaned up baby Jesus?
Where are we
going to
put gold, dude? We're on the run.
There's a lot of stuff.
He brought
in there.
Me a treasure chest.
Oh,
you don't think smelling good is fucking...
Yeah. You don't think us bringing a smelling thing, a bunch of gold, and whatever the fuck myrrh
is... Hey, inconspicuous.
Yeah. Hey, those three white people in the middle of Iraq smell funny. Oh, it's Jesus.
I'm starting to believe it was a setup, actually.
You know what? I'm starting to think that it's all bullshit.
No.
No, it's real. No.
I'm not saying all this and then getting struck by lightning.
Well, hey.
I just saw all those TikToks. I'm not fucking doing it.
Hey, if Jesus wasn't born that way, may God strike me down right now. And that's the end of the podcast.
Well, we are an hour 12 in.
Oh, shit. Good. We are.
Is there anything you guys want to plug?
Dude, that was a fucking awesome episode.
Was it?
I enjoyed it very much.
What was it? 11:50. I got to edit that out.
I think, wasn't it like 20?
No, no, it wasn't. It was 11:50. I remember specifically. I just got to make sure I stay remembering. Lennon, do you have anything you want to plug?
Sure. October 6th, I'm doing a guest spot at the Laughing Stock, the new club in Grantville.
Is everyone fucking doing spots at that place?
Probably, yeah.
Because we are.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to the family.
Thank you. I'm excited to be there.
October 6th?
I'm on the 6th, yeah.
The open mic yesterday, so the Laughing Stock's in like the back of like a banquet room.
Yes.
But they moved it over because there was like a banquet happening. So they had it in the American Grill, which is they serve like breakfast. I don't know if you know this about breakfast, but breakfast kind of is like smoke, where the smell doesn't go away.
Yeah.
So the room just, the whole open mic just smells like pancakes.
Oh, cool. God, I love it.
That's kind of cool.
It's like, this is nuts.
Oh, that sounds awesome. It's the best mic. It's like,
they should
like
put that
Angie's
on the flyer.
It's like Angie's all over
just some, yeah. If you make enough breakfast, the room will eternally smell like breakfast.
Were they still serving?
They were serving food. They
were they serving breakfast? Oh.
Cheese steak.
God damn it.
But you're doing a spot at the Laughing Stock.
I am. I'm looking forward to it very much so. Other than that, I don't have anything lined up except I have a show tomorrow as of the recording of this. So that won't mean anything. Yeah.
It might be out tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Will it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will
right.
it? Oh, yeah, it might be out tomorrow.
After I wake up from my nap? Yes. It will.
I don't remember where it is anyway, so that doesn't matter. I'm out by Philly. I mean, I have the address written down somewhere. I don't even know like where I'm going until the day before a show. I just have the general location, who I booked it with, and how much time it is written
oh,
down
yeah.
on a list.
I wanted to tell you about that that show, I can't remember what it was. The Gettysburg show.
Yeah. Oh, how'd that go? Because I messaged the dude who ran it like, hey, here, how did it go? And here's my three comics for the next one. And he never got back to me.
It went really good.
Good.
It went a lot better
the
than
first
I
one
had
did
expected
too.
It.
The first one was great also.
Yeah. There was not a lot of people there. Also, the owner. I don't know if the owner was there for your guys'.
Yes.
But he was there and he was like so drunk.
Oh, really?
And he was just like fucking saying shit through all the jokes. He was doing this thing too where he was a white guy.
Yeah,
he was
and like
N-word.
No, he was a white guy, but he was.
No, you got that. Yeah, you got
Mike,
that locked
Mike,
down.
you need to get off this, okay? You need to go somewhere else.
I'm not like, the only one that does
it. It's not. I get it. It's a thing that happened, but like you really need to stop dwelling on it. But he was doing this thing where like he was talking to like, you know, a black guy or whatever, and he would do like the black scent thing that white people do.
He's getting ready.
Yeah, I know.
What's a black scent, man? Can you do an example?
You know what a black scent is. No, everyone listening knows what a black scent is.
What is it?
Like when you fucking you put
Can
it.
I ask you what a black scent is?
Yeah, there you go.
That wasn't an accent at all. That was just bad grammar.
That's it.
You gotta be like, damn, sucker.
Yeah,
that's a black scent.
He was doing shit like that. Yeah. It was like, it was funny because me and Chuck, we were yeah. kind of just like sitting there while he was talking to us. And like, I was literally just laughing at like how he was talking. And I looked over at him. I looked over at Chuck and he was just kind of like smiling at me. I was like, okay, he knows what's happening.
Yeah.
What was he saying?
He was just like talking. It was just like, you know, telling him about like how he's excited to have comedy and shit and everything.
Good.
My man.
I'm glad they're going well for him.
Yeah. I mean, the room is really like nice.
It's a good room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's like there's like a lot of people there, like I could tell like, it would be like a really like nice
about how
nice
many
spot.
How many did you have, would you say?
I'd say about like 30.
Okay. That's about how many there were last time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They said there was less this last time.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe my estimates are off then.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, it was a good show.
Good.
It was fun.
Good.
So thank you for.
It's a cool spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really close to me too. It was only like 20 minutes away.
I figured it was. That's why I thought you'd be a good fit for it. You want to do November?
Uh huh.
You want to do November?
If I'm free, yeah.
Cool. So it's on a Thursday, so it's hard to.
I might be working.
It's hard to miss.
Might be working on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Will you?
Yeah. Actually, I work Monday through Friday.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And he has to nap.
Yeah, I got a nap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Working long shifts. Rolls,
oh
do you have anything?
God, I get so mad at that now.
What?
Taking naps.
Yeah. What? You don't have any gigs going up? Wow, crazy.
You don't have anything you want to plug?
No. I mean, other than like YouTube and stuff, but that goes out there. We stream. You know, we'll stream together once we have the house.
Yeah, once we're living together.
Are you going to be streaming?
We're going to start a podcast.
Content house?
We're going to start a podcast. Yeah, when we're.
What are you going to call your podcast?
I don't know.
Spick
I thought
Free Rolls.
I thought it was just going to be our names. Yeah.
Rolls.
I heard
rolls
the
free?
Idea somewhere. I liked it. No, the
Free Rolls.
We talked about it very briefly. Once we're actually together on it, we'll work on a lot more of the details and make sure we're both cool with everything. The one idea that I want to push with it is a half hour runtime.
Nice.
Just as a quick little shorter thing, we'll probably do.
I will say, don't do a podcast where this is. It's so funny, like that comics still like want to do this and think it's an interesting thing.
Yeah,
that where it's like, you know what? I would have a podcast where I have comics on and they talk about bombing. It's like that's literally
right.
Every single
no.
podcast.
That's how we
open
this podcast.
Yeah. I literally want to bitch. That's actually true. Yeah, I just want to bitch for a half an hour about whatever.
Yeah.
Manny, you got anything you want to plug?
Just the Instagram. I have stuff coming up that I don't even know dates for. So just follow me on Instagram at @emannylays4.
There you go. Hey, at Mike O'D Comedy on Instagram, at Avoidance Fridge. Give us a follow. Same. I'm post all my shows on Instagram. I got so many coming up.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. That's
a lot,
awesome.
Dude. Getting a bunch of shows. That's but the great. Main one, October 13th and 14th, come out to that. Harrisburg Comedy.
You headlining?
The headline. I guess it's three shows now.
Yeah.
No
that's
shit.
Fun.
Yeah. Better be getting paid more.
Yeah.
No
Friday
are
and Saturday.
Are you feature for those?
Yeah.
Fucking awesome, yeah. Dude.
Friday, Saturday. Okay. I'll try to come out to one of those for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Come out.
The boys.
Excellent.
The boys are back in town.
Fantastic.
Who's going to be hosting for that?
Youngblood.
Damn,
can we get a different host? No, just kidding.
Hey,
can we get Lennon?
Hey, what's up?
here's how you get to host those shows.
Yeah.
Be in the room.
Be there
when
it's
the
when it's discussed. Yeah.
Don't be next to me when they're like, "We need a host." This guy. Youngblood's a good host.
Yeah.
Good.
What would you gentlemen like to end on? Anything? Your choice. Your guest in this humble abode.
No, I went through everything I wanted to talk about.
Roles? Anything you want?
No.
How
cracking jokes everything.
We got to figure something out. I want to do a tour in the spring.
Of what?
Us.
You and Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, double headlining kind of deal.
All right. Why don't you guys talk about that when you're not recording with two other people?
Oh, yeah, he's coming, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Rolls will be there.
All right, we'll talk about it off mic.
I'm just saying, I think that would be a really cool thing, and maybe we can
it's
get some
the,
hype.
Hey, Rolls, I think we should go
no
on,
responsibilities
on a tour.
Yeah, it's funny, actually. I was thinking about doing like a music podcast.
There you go, me and you, dude.
I want you to be a guest on it.
Hell yeah, look at that.
We're going to talk about bombing.
Wu-Tang Forever?
Yeah, for an hour, and then forever will it be.
We'll talk about Wu-Tang Forever?
Yeah.
Come on.
I just want to. I'm just getting people hyped up for a potential future project.
Yeah, me and Rose too.
Yeah,
look at us.
Yeah,
check us out, dude.
Yeah, two men and a baby. That'd be a good.
Who's the baby? You.
Your baby.
My baby's not gonna be there.
Your baby's not gonna be on the podcast.
You're my baby.
No,
because you're my kid, dude.
You're fucking dad, dude.
You're my
fucking
kid.
Sonning.
You're my fucking child, brother. Actually, I shouldn't say brother. You're my child, son.
It's like West Virginia all over again.
We'll figure it out. Later.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Let's end it right there.
I hope it works out. It'd be really neat.
Let's end it on that note.
Get excited for it, people.
Yeah, let's end it on that.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Your homework, never go to school. Satan is my buddy, he is fucking cool. But if you bought a new CD, then you got ripped off. We don't give a shit if you are pissed off. It's too late to get some money back, so go to hell. We spent all your money at Taco Bell. Everybody, and buy a new CD. Buy our CD online, Amazon.com. Only $19.99, and we won't tell you.